Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical and agrochemical segment before we move on to other segments and also bring you updates from stock markets. So over to Abhishek now.
Good morning, friends. Weekend is near, so a short news update from our side. DCM Shriram Industries Limited, which is a diversified manufacturer of sugar, alcohol, fine chemicals, industrial fiber, and engineering products, will be now also listed and admitted to dealings on the National Stock Exchange, which is the NSE, from today. So we may expect some action on this counter. So keep a watch here. AMI Organics Limited has announced that they shall transfer the current production and operations of specialty chemical business at Ankleshwar facility, which was acquired from Gujarat Organics Limited. This would be shifted to one single location at Jhagadia facility in Gujarat. The shift of specialty chemical business at single location will help company achieve better utilization of plant and improve operational efficiency, thus leading to incremental profits. So we'll keep a watch on this. On the agrochemical side, the Union Ministry of Agriculture and Farmer Welfare has notified the draft order on prohibition of streptomycin and tetracycline in agriculture, which prohibits import, manufacture or formulation of these two molecules for use in agriculture. And this will be from 1st February 2022. The draft order came due to growing concern over antimicrobial resistance observed in various crops, particularly for streptomycin, which is used in treatment of tuberculosis. Tetracycline antibiotics, which find application in the treatment of bacterial infections. So we'll see the impact due to this prohibition, and we'll identify the companies accordingly. So this is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector-specific news and markets in general. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. So we start by briefings for the last day of the week, and so far the markets have been positive. Yesterday's closing in the Dow Jones in the US in the US territory, and specifically the Dow Jones seems to be still giving us a bullish sentiment for the for Indian indices. Asian stocks are also up, and as we understand that Omicron, the various reports coming that Omicron possibly is not that fatal as we were expecting. So hopefully some stop on that fear, some stability on that sort of fear. Dow Jones ended 196 points up, and S&P ended 29 points up. NASDAQ ended 131 points up. Apart from these numbers, what is very interesting is US 30 is trading 216 points up as of now, and US 500 is trading 30 points as of now. So rarely seen in the past couple of months when the US 30 futures is still trading 200 points up, which is quite interesting. So we need to see whether this could also have a positive impact on the US indices. And tonight, specifically as per India time, so about 7:30, 8 o'clock, could this also lead to a good opening on the Dow Jones front? And it seems the overall data point should keep the markets buoyant and bullish for the Indian geography and Indian indices specifically. FIs coming to the data points of FIs and DIs. So FIs have sold only 271 odd crores, which is one of the least amount that we've seen in the past 2 months. And DIs have bought shares worth 1196 odd crores in the cash market. So it seems FIIs are reducing their selling in the cash market. Could this lead to an upside movement? Could this possibly be the end of FII selling, which has been selling non-stop in the Indian market and Indian indices and Indian stocks, given the fact it had become overvalued, and also that we have a earnings calendar or earnings period around the corner. For Nifty index, key resistance level to watch out is 17,100 levels specifically. So 17,100 odd numbers could be a strong resistance, and 16,300 seems to be the support here. So we need to see whether it could actually succeed in crossing 17,100 and whether the indices could be Nifty index could specifically be heading to 17,200 levels. 17,200 would be the test of the sentiments here, which is an important and a very strong resistance here. So an interesting day to watch out to see how things pan out here. On the open interest side, so for call, we are seeing maximum call open interest at 18,000 levels and followed by 17,000 levels. We are seeing call writing at 18,000 followed by 17,000 levels. So definitely resistance there, and this is again the 1,000-point gap which sees sort of indecision in the market. Put option we are seeing at 17,000. This is the maximum put open interest we are seeing at these levels, and followed by 16,000 odd levels. Put writing we are seeing at 17,000 followed by 17,100 levels. So both call and put writing happening at 17,000 levels, and as I said, this also signifies some indecision in the market. Maximum pain for both call and put stand at 17,050. This is the level at which the institutional guys will have the minimum losses. We are seeing high delivery percentage in Alcom, Coalpal, HDFC Bank, HDFC Life, Indus Tower, Sun Pharma, Emphasis, Asian Paints, OFSS, and ICICI General Insurance. As reported earlier, Coalpal is something that has corrected by a significant percentage in the past couple of weeks, and it needs to be evaluated by individual investors. HDFC Bank is also something that one should look at and evaluate and do their own risk and reward analysis. On the long build-up side, we are seeing Birlasoft, Persistent, FSL, UBL, Ramco Cement, Granules, Laurus Labs, Coromandel, and Tech Mahindra, which seem to be looking up on the upside move. However, one needs to evaluate this before taking a particular call. On the bulk deal front, Nupur Recyclers Limited has been bought by Mangalam Financial Services and a host of other entities, known as Prarambh Securities, Manindra Metal Suppliers, etc. So a lot of buy and sell transactions on Nupur Recyclers. Ansal Housing and Construction Limited has been picked up by one Eloquent Financials LLP. And this is all on the bulk side for today. Coming to the news front now, so we'll bring you some important updates from the stock market. So Data Patterns India will be making its debut on the bourses today. The issue price has been fixed at 585 rupees per share. So we need to see how this could perform after the recent listing sentiment in the stock market. PSP Projects has divested 100% of the stake in PSP Projects INC, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of PSP Projects. And on all cargo logistics front, the company has approved restructuring of the business, and this is by a way of scheme of arrangement and demerger. And so the container freight station, inland container depots, and any other related logistic business of the company will be demerged into all cargo terminals. And engineering equipment leasing and hiring solutions, logistics parks, warehousing, real estate development, and leasing activities and other related businesses will be demerged into trans-India reality and logistics part. So clear-cut segregation of businesses here, which we believe should work out well for all cargo logistics. On IT front, so we have news from TCS. So La Mobilier, which is one of the oldest private non-life insurance in the Swiss market, has selected TCS as a strategic partner to accelerate digital transformation agenda. So a lot of strategic arrangements here. I think we have seen a change of business models from purely assigning businesses or a purely revenue model client supplier relation to a strategic association in the recent past, in the past 6 months or so, which seems to be indicating that the revenue model itself could be changing between the technology provider and the end user, the implementation entity. Emphasis, so subsidiary Emphasis Consulting company, Emphasis Consulting, which is a subsidiary based out of UK of Emphasis, and Ardo NAG has agreed to set up shared services entity, and this is to service middle and back office functions. And to execute this, Emphasis and Ardo NAG has signed a business venture agreement wherein Emphasis has acquired 51% stake in Emerald, and this is a company incorporated in England and Wales. So good times for the Indian IT and ITES companies, as they have been trying to sort of manage the challenges which are created by visa related issues by setting up entities and hiring people in the country where the client is based or where the opportunity is. And this is how we have been trying to sort of, Indian companies have been trying to beat the challenges created by geopolitical issues or visa related issues. GPT Infra Projects has backed an order worth 56 odd crore. So we are so this is one company we are observing, and one needs to watch out for this stock, whether you know, there could be possible action and how this would pan out for them. So this is all from our side for today. We wish you a happy trading day, happy weekend. Trade rich and trade safe. Today seems to be an important day because 17,200 is an important mark, which not only investors and traders in India are watching, but also across the globe, to see whether the bullish sentiment continues. Till then, take care. We'll see you on Monday and have a good one. Thank you.